Welcome to the Checkout by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we've got some exciting moves in retail, sustainability, and even your daily coffee ritual. Let's dive right in. Topshop is making a stylish comeback in Australia. According to the Retail Bulletin, the iconic British brand will relaunch in 56 Myer department stores this February. The collection will include sharp tailoring, standout outerwear, and the cult favorite Jamie and Joanie jeans. Topshop's brand director highlighted this partnership as a key milestone, bringing fresh energy and relevance to the Australian market. Myer's chief merchandise officer added that this move will attract younger customers and deepen connections across Australia. Morrisons is making returns easier with Amazon. The Retail Bulletin reports Morrisons is rolling out 350 Amazon return kiosks nationwide in its stores. Shoppers can now drop off Amazon returns without labels or boxes during their weekly shop. The kiosks are fully automated. Just scan your QR code and drop off your items next to Amazon lockers or customer service desks. This rollout will complete early next year, adding convenience alongside Morrisons' other in-store services like photo printing and key cutting. River Island is restructuring to stay afloat in a tough retail climate. Retail Gazette reveals the brand will close 33 stores across the UK by the end of January and pay reduced rent on 71 others. This plan, approved by a High Court judge, aims to prevent administration and align the store estate with customer needs. The CEO emphasized recent improvements in fashion and shopping experience as part of a clear transformation strategy. The list of closures spans locations from Aylesbury to Wrexham, reflecting a significant reshaping of the business. Sainsbury's is leading the charge for fairer tea supply chains. Retail Gazette reports the supermarket has converted 100% of its black tea sourcing to fair trade this year. This move supports a petition delivered to 10 Downing Street calling for mandatory human rights and environmental due diligence legislation. The campaign highlights risks faced by tea farmers in Kenya, including poverty, wages, and climate threats. With nearly 22,000 signatures and backing from over 80 MPs, the push aims to make the UK tea industry more sustainable and equitable. UK coffee habits are shifting towards decaf, and Nespresso is taking note. Retail Times shares that more than 1 in 4 Brits have increased their decaf coffee consumption in the past year. Flavour, not caffeine, is driving this trend, with nearly half prioritizing full flavor and smooth taste when choosing decaf. Nespresso Professional responded by launching Amaretti Decaffeinato, a dessert-inspired decaf blend, earlier this year. This shift reflects a desire for mindful coffee moments that balance indulgence and well-being throughout the day. That wraps up today's top stories. From retail revivals and innovative returns to ethical sourcing and evolving consumer tastes, the landscape keeps changing fast. Thanks for tuning in to the Checkout by Kuro House, where we keep you ahead of the curve.